welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We're going to continue on in a message I've entitled Divine Strategies in Warfare. And I so love the Word of God, and my prayer is As I spend time every morning with the Lord personally in prayer, my devotional time, time of meditation, reading the Word and prayer, as I pray faithfully for my UCM partners and also for you, my radio family, because many of you have become regular listeners, even though you've never taken the time or effort to write. And there may come a time that God moves on you to write, and my exhortation is always, please obey Him because He has a reason for it. Even if you may not understand it, or even I may not, He's got a reason. And of course, we know one of the spiritual principles in the Word of God is there's power in agreeing prayer. And I am so grateful for that power. Many times when I've done everything and I've prayed every way I knew to pray, if I was in a personal battle, I've asked those that I know will stand with me in prayer and agreement, they will pray and that will lift. In fact, I'm sharing about spiritual warfare, but this is a personal experience. Just a few weeks ago, I mean, I've never been in such a good place, feeling wonderful on every single level. And then unexplainably, for about a two-week period, I was really under attack. And as I waited before the little exam, I thought, this is nothing but warfare. You know what? But I tell you what, you know your attitude is so important, because what happens when we're really in spiritual warfare? We get upset, of course, and we call out to God. And then sometimes if there's not a lifting immediately, we tend to get upset and annoyed and confused. God, why didn't you answer? We can go through many, many negative responses. And I declare many times, God allows the warfare that we go through, as He did ancient Israel. He said He tested them, led them in the wilderness to see what was in their heart. And especially those of us who've walked with the Lord for a while and you know the Word of God, what is your attitude? What is your response? Will you be able to praise God? Will you be able to be patient or long-suffering? Whatever the occasion allows, saying, God, You're good. I know You've heard my prayer. I know You're going to answer. I'm waiting on You. Rather than murmuring and complaining and being upset or being fearful, I tell you, there's sometimes a tremendous battle to be fought, battling fear and doubt. In fact, I have shared with my partners, fear and doubt are the two sides of a double-edged sword the enemy uses. But praise God, faith is the answer to that, and we have victory because Jesus has triumphed over the enemy, and He has given us His delegated authority to bind and loose in His name, to speak the word of authority in our own lives against the work of the enemy, against the work of the enemy in our loved ones' lives. So, beloved, we have hope. We have a reason to be happy. So regardless of whatever warfare you might be going through, I want to encourage you to make sure your attitude lines up with the Word of God, that you're able to be in a state of praise and thanksgiving, not doubting God, not questioning His goodness. God, why are You doing this to me? Why am I going through this? We've all been there, huh? Haven't we? goodness. I'll never forget. This is just a personal thing. Years ago, I loved to go camping. My brother Glass didn't really care to go camping, but he did it because he loved me. I'll never forget our first camping trip with my first dog, little puppy. We were going down to Big Sur, and we had car problems. We had to stay in a motel in, where was it? I don't remember. On the way down to get the car repaired. And then when we finally got to the campsite, we had a lovely evening. And the next morning, we were going to drive down to the beach. And I heard a terrible noise. The rear end went out. So that was our first camping trip. And actually, to be honest, I didn't speak to the Lord for a couple of days. I was really upset. However, I'm getting so that I now learn to respond in a proper scriptural way. So I'm sharing these, you know, little personal things that you will understand to check your attitude, because sometimes God is just seeing, will you go, what is your attitude as you go through this? With everything, with prayer and supplication, let your petitions be made known to God, but he also includes us with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving because you know God loves you and he's working all things for your good. You know, it doesn't matter how much we attend church or pray or make resolutions to do better next time if, and I say if, we allow the devil to work on our minds where we give in to what he wants us to think. That's just what I'm talking about, right? Get angry, get upset, get unloving, snap at people because you're upset. Well, if we attend church and hear the preaching of the Word of God and enjoy the fellowship of the saints, and then we allow Satan to fill our minds with every kind of negative thought, we fall into spiritual exhaustion. We get defeated. Now, many Christians cast off these debilitating attacks and rise up to try and do better. But how much better would it be if we could recognize the attack of Satan for what it is and refuse to give in to his attack? We would no longer need to spend all that time in recuperating from our failures. Beloved, can you relate to that? There's a song we used to sing, "The victory is mine when the battle is the Lord." We have to remember that. Praise God. I know I think maybe in the future I'm going to be doing some preaching, teaching on what it means to have the mind of Christ. And this is where it's at, beloved. If we could keep our mind on spiritual things and follow the exhortation of the Word of God. Proverbs 23:7 declares, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." And what does that mean, beloved? Let's translate it to spiritual warfare. If we allow our minds to be filled with fear and doubts and depression or anger or confusion or any other negative active force or thought or feeling, then we'll receive what we get. And I use the term negative active because when we allow these negative things to find root in our minds, it goes down to our subconscious. It becomes very active in our conscious mind, and that brings us under the dominion to those things that pertain to the devil, his realm, deathly things. Every one of us has had thoughts come against us. But many, many Christians refuse to allow those things to remain. And please understand, it's not necessarily something that you have done that brings these thoughts. I mean, it's not that you've, you know, fallen from grace or anything like that. It is the work of Satan. It is not sin to be tempted. Can you say amen to that? Jesus was tempted and tested in the wilderness. He never sinned, never once, in his entire earthly life. That's why he was the perfect lamb without spot or stain that could take our place and suffer the just punishment that was due to us or due because of us. It was we should have taken that cross because of our sins, but in love he did it for us. And the only way, beloved, we can have spiritual renewal is to prepare our hearts for spiritual renewal or revival, whatever you want to call it. We set our hearts for these things. In the book of Ezra, in the 7th chapter, verse 10, the word tells us that Ezra Listen to this now. He set his heart to know the law of the Lord. Oh, beloved, that's my personal prayer for myself. And whatever I pray for me, I pray for my partners, that they also will experience the very blessings that I'm yearning after, because it's my heart that not just God is pleased with my life, but that with all of his children, he can rejoice in our following the word, following in obedience to the command and word of the Lord. It says in verse 10, "For Ezra had prepared and set his heart to seek the law of the Lord, to inquire for it and of it, to require and yearn for it, and to do and to teach in Israel its statutes and its ordinances." Praise God. You know, beloved, we are believing for revival, and there's going to be a last great harvest coming in. But I don't believe the word is saying that, you know, there will be a wide-swept sweep of repentance across the earth, because the word is clear to say that narrow is the way, and few there be that find it, Jesus said, and broad is the way that leads to destructions. He's not willing that any should perish. And he's said he would pour out his spirit, that his sons and his daughters would prophesy. But also, is he not clear in the word of God? The Holy Spirit was very careful to warn us in the epistles of apostasy, of men who would be lovers of pleasure rather than worshipers and lovers of God. While God is moving in many places, many multitudes are coming to the Lord, we shouldn't get our eyes on the crowd and say, "Oh, how wonderful." We need to keep our eyes on the Lord and cry, "Hosanna to the Lord, wonderful, marvelous, glorious King of Kings." Crowds can be deceiving, beloved. While one minute they may say, "Hosanna," that same crowd, as one writer put it, can say, "Away with him, crucify him," as they did. God has always had those faithful ones who would not compromise nor give in to the temptations of worldly gain. Well, beloved, my time has come to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to a conclusion. I do invite you to write. The announcer is going to give our contact information. If you should email, and if you'd like a personal response, well, I'll always confirm receipt and will pray. If you would like a personal letter of ministry, I ask you to include your mailing address. I love you, and I thank God for my UCM partners and my faithful listeners. I am so grateful to the Lord for this privilege of being able to share the word of the Lord. I do covet your prayers. I thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.